Hi, welcome back. Come on inside and we can get started with today's session. How are we feeling today? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Though I guess I'm not surprised, given everything that we discussed before in last session. Go ahead and take a seat on the couch and we may as well get started right away. So tell me, are you feeling angry or is it sad this time? I see. A little bit of both. Does this have anything to do with what we spoke about last session? About the problems you've been having with your daughter? I thought so. It seems like you still had a lot of unresolved emotions when we ran out of time, and if I recall, you were struggling with the fact that your daughter recently dropped out of college. She's home all the time now, unemployed, and seems content to sit on her damn computer all day. Your words. This has been the source of a lot of friction in your household as well. Non-stop fighting, slamming doors, etc., etc. You painted quite the chaotic picture, I must say. I assume things haven't changed. So it's got worse. Did you cut off her allowance like you said you would? Sort of. You mean she's only sort of sneaking boys home? I'm not quite sure I understand. Hold on. You know my office has a strict no phone policy. I don't like patients to be distracted during their session. Oh, well, if it's relevant to the session, then I suppose that's okay. Here, I'll come sit next to you on the couch and you bring out whatever it is you need to show me. Let's just not make a habit of this, okay? Oh my goodness, is that what I think it is? Wow, so your daughter has an OnlyFans account. I think I understand now why you're so upset. How did you find out about it? So you overheard your neighbour's son bragging about it. Well, that's not ideal, but I hope you weren't too rough with him. Just a warning, huh? Knowing you, he'll take a vow of silence. Regardless, I now know why she hasn't gotten a job. It's because she already has one. Come to think of it, didn't you mention that she went on a shopping spree recently? New clothes, shoes, that sort of thing. You thought one of her boyfriends had given her all the money. But I guess she earned it herself. Of course, I understand. No father wants to see his daughter like this. But you have to understand that a lot of women find this to be a steady source of... Well, that's odd. I'm scrolling through her account and I can't help but notice that all of her posts are visible. Now, I'm not an expert, but does that mean you're subscribed to her? Huh? You don't know? But an account is logged in, isn't it? Right here, see? This is yours, isn't it? And this is the email address that you use to schedule your appointments with me. Oh my god, look at all this money you've spent. Hundreds of dollars in the past week alone. Thousands on your own daughter. Excuse me, don't try and grab your phone now that you're busted. This isn't something I can pretend I didn't see. This is a very unexpected development. Look, you're not in any trouble. Just try and keep calm while we figure this out. It's not my job to cast judgment, remember? I'm just surprised. Look at all these DMs. You've been showering her with money and in exchange she's been showing you everything that you asked for. Dressing up in outfits, playing with toys, talking dirty. She doesn't know it's you, does she? Okay, good, good, that's good. Because this could damage your relationship beyond repair, which is the last thing that we need during this precarious time in your lives. I know you're embarrassed, and I know that you know that this is wrong, and it is, it's so wrong. But I'm still your therapist, and I still have a job to do, and I'm not going to abandon you just because of your desires. Let's try to talk this out, okay? Start from the beginning. So, when did you start feeling sexually attracted to your daughter? Was it before or after you found this account? After. Okay, that's good. At least it hasn't been an ongoing thing. And describe your feelings when you first discovered it. Were you angry or aroused? So anger first, okay. And did you consider confronting her? Why not? Ah, because she might have deleted the account. And you didn't want that, did you? Maybe not consciously, maybe not at first, but there was some part of you that found it all just a little bit too tempting. So you kept it to yourself. When was the first time that you touched yourself to her? That very night, I should have guessed. That must have been such an agonizing day, knowing this heavy secret, struggling with the lust that you felt for your own daughter, trying to stay a good man and a good father, but you failed in the end. And well, show me the picture that pushed you over the edge. Let's try and analyze and isolate these feelings. Ah, she is so beautiful here. Look at how she smiles in the camera. She doesn't even try to hide her face, does she? I can't help but notice she's mostly clothed here. Only her breasts are out, and she's using her hand to cover them up for the most part. So even when you succumbed to your temptation, you still tried to be as civilized as you could, and you didn't want to see too much of her. When was the next instance? The same night, again. One wasn't enough. Show me. Ah, well, she's much more exposed in this one. The first picture was tasteful, even classy, but this one, my. Just look at her. Fully nude, face planted on the floor, back arc, arse in the air, and those thigh-high socks. What does this caption read? Ready for daddy. When you read these words, is that when you finished? I guess I can hardly blame you. I probably would have had too if I had seen this image. Now, when did you start messaging her? The next day. Was she in the house when you did it? She was in the next room, you say? You were masturbating to your daughter and she could have heard you through the wall. What did you say to her? Can you bring up the chat log? Oh my. Look at the filthy things she said to you. Please fuck your little girl, Daddy. Mummy doesn't have to know. Please come deep inside your princess. Was it your idea to have her do this role play? It was hers. Oh, so she has the same incest kink as you. That's fascinating. But I don't want to get distracted. Let's circle back to that another time. For now, we have more immediate concerns. All told, this seems like a very serious fixation for you. You know that you can never let anyone else find out, right? It would ruin your life. And you can't ever act on it either. I mean, she's your daughter. You've already crossed a very serious line, and it can still get so much worse than it already is. And at the same time, you seem to be having trouble resisting temptation. You're going to need a healthy, controlled outlet if you're ever going to repair your relationship with her. As your therapist, And as the only person who knows about this secret, I feel that I have an obligation to help you come to some sort of compromise. You clearly have a lot of pent-up desire for your daughter, and you need to express it, or else things might get out of hand. So, what if you expressed it all to me? What if you told me all of the awful, incestuous thoughts you have about her? All the dirty fantasies, all the different ways that you want to fuck her, to taste her, to use her to make you come. What if you told me everything? And what if I told you how much I liked it? For your own good, of course, that is. I'm glad you find the idea appealing. I'm going to sit a little closer to you now, and I'm going to talk into your ear like this. Here, I'll hold your phone up and start going through all her posts. All her dirty, dirty posts. You'll need your hands free. That's right. I want you to do it here, right now. It's fine, I promise. I give you my permission, and we've still got time in the session. No one will disturb us. Take it out. My, you have already made a mess of your underwear. Bad, bad man. Oh, and you're so hard already. Was talking about everything that much of a turn on? I'll have to remember that for clinical reasons and for my notes later. Go ahead. Stroke. Look at this picture of your daughter. A sheer camisole with nothing on underneath. Just the barest silhouette of her figure under dark silk. Look at the way she bites her lip. Look at her hands, lightly resting on her bare thighs, pulling at the hem of the fabric. You can just about see everything, and yet so much is hidden. And the caption, "Bought this for Daddy." She wants you to see it in it. She wants you to slip it off her shoulders. Keep stroking. You can go faster. How about this next one? A Catholic schoolgirl outfit. What a classic. I know she's quite a bit too old for school now. Tight sweater vest, pigtails, knee socks, and a dark short skirt. Her legs are spread so wide for you, and she has such a beautiful pussy. Look how wet it is. You can see it dribbling on her sheets. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. What a cute caption. She's very clever, huh? So, what else do we have? I don't think you're going to last much longer like this. I want you to find something especially filthy to come to. Oh, what's this? You just got a message on the app, and it's her. Let's see. A special video for my number one fan. It looks like you have to pay to see it. Oh my, look at the thumbnail. She's with a man. Are you okay? Is this something you want to see? I can tell you're conflicted. Do you want to watch your daughter get fucked by a stranger? I was hoping you would say that. Don't worry, that's why I'm here. So you can do this in a safe environment and, if needs be, analyse any negative feelings that you may have. I'm just going to click pay then, and that loads quickly. There she is. Look at her wave. She looks so excited. She must have been planning this all week. And there's her friend. Oh, he looks awfully familiar, doesn't he? He's not as tall and he's not as well built, but he looks just like you. Your breathing has just picked up. This must be driving you wild. Do you think he sought him out on purpose? Or was it subconscious? Well, he's not wasting any time with her. What an aggressive man. He just threw her on the bed like she weighs nothing and she loved it. Where are they, anyway? Is this her bedroom? It's yours. Oh, well, that's delicious. She must have filmed it while you were at work. Look at her sucking his cock. She's worshipping it. Well, I can see that you are much bigger than he is, though. She'd have to train herself before she could take you that deep. Your breathing is getting very heavy. Are you close? Do try and hold back until the end. I want you to come when she does. Ah, she's getting on her hands and knees now, facing the camera. You can look at her in the eye while he fucks her. I love how she wiggles her little bum for him. This must be her favourite position. On all fours like a rutting animal, letting her daddy slide into her as deep as he can possibly go. There he goes. You can tell by his expression that she feels amazing. What a good girl. Look at how beautiful she is. Look at how well she takes his cock. Do you wish it was you, thrusting into her from behind? Do you want to hold her hips like that, to feel her pussy squeeze around you? I bet she wishes it was you too. All her dirty talk, all her captions, even the man she chose to fuck in your bed, it all lends itself to one inescapable conclusion. She wants it as bad as you. She wants to cross that forbidden line. She wants to let her own father fuck her. But you never can. It's depraved. It's incest. No. You'll have to keep it here with me, and it can never leave this office. It can be the only place where you're allowed to indulge in this fantasy. Oh, look at her face. Look at her cute button nose scrunching up. She's crying out for him. Daddy, daddy, please fuck me, daddy. He's being so rough, but I can tell she loves every second of it. I think she's getting off on the idea that she's in your bed. That when you come home, you'll smell her in the sheets. That when you rest your head on the pillow tonight, your head will be swimming with the scent of her sex. Do you think she'll touch herself tonight? Knowing what she knows? Just down the hall, in her own bed, thinking how bad she was in Daddy's room. Maybe you'll come with her, on the other side of the wall. So far and yet so close. Both of you thinking that the other doesn't know. Both of you desperate to knock on each other's door. Look, they're both going to come. She is right on the cusp. Are you ready, Daddy? Are you ready to come for your little girl? Pretend it's you inside her. Pretend she's looking back at you, her eyes rolling over as her orgasm peaks. Pretend she's calling for you, begging for your come, and give it to her. Come. Come now. Feel her pussy. Oh yes. Yes. Let it all go and come for your baby girl. Give her what she wants. Oh my gosh. There's so much of it. Is that all for her? Oh, did I help? Well, I'm happy to be of assistance. That was very intense. Are you okay? Just a little shaky, huh? Aw, look at her. She's all tuckered out in her video too. Did you know that you two make the same face when you come? It's kind of cute. Well, I think we made a lot of progress today and we broke through some walls and embraced a side of yourself that otherwise may have been repressed. Why don't you clean yourself up for now? We're just about out of time anyway, and we can focus on how this makes you feel next session. Maybe, if you wanted, I can lift my no-phone policy again. And if you behave yourself, I might even lend you a hand. So you go be a good father out there, and next week in here, you can be a very, very bad one. Thank you for listening to this audio recording. This was a work of adult erotic fiction. All characters are aged 18 plus. Thank you.